Hello, I am your IELTS tutor Jack, and welcome to another episode of the IELTS Plus English podcast. Today's topic is business and work, so I'm feeling a bit more confident again. Remember, I do have a free handout for today's podcast on www.jacks-english.com. So go and check that out. If you are in Korea, please go to my Naver Cafe, Yongguk Yongo, or at Jack's English, and you'll find me there. Also, just to remind you as well, I am going through my curriculum of topics for IELTS. I've created this curriculum, which has 40 topics, and that's why you'll notice that the episodes are in alphabetical order, and I am working my way through the 40 topics. So we have a long way to go. Let's start today's episode with a part one to warm me up. What do you do for a living? Well, that's an easy one. I'm an English teacher. I teach IELTS to English students. Normally, these students are people that want to study abroad or work abroad. So I try to prepare them for the exam and also prepare them for life in another country by improving their whole English and making sure they are comfortable communicating in the English language. Okay, let's go to the next question. Why did you choose that kind of work? I think I was born to be a teacher. I was actually a golf teacher for a period while I was in England, but that wasn't really for me for various reasons, and I found myself 10 years ago, actually more like 12 years ago, in the English language field, and I really enjoyed it, so I worked on that and I got the various qualifications that I need, and now I'm loving my job. Okay, let's do another part one. Would you like to do a different job in the future? That's a good question, and I'm not sure. I would say no. I'm very happy in my field, and I'm very happy in the various aspects of my job. Now, there are so many aspects of my job because I create online content, I do this podcast, I do lessons in my academy. So yes, I would like to change, to move towards other areas of the job, but I will always remain in English education. Okay, I'm happy with all those answers. I'm feeling confident today, so let's have another go at a part two. I'm on a bit of a roll at the moment. The last three times, I've managed to go to 2 minutes exactly. So let's see if we can keep that going today. Remember, you don't need to finish exactly at 2 minutes. That's very hard. But I do encourage you to reach 2 minutes. If you hit 2 minutes, the examiner will interrupt you, and that's fine. Don't finish early. That's the key point. Okay, I've put 2 minutes on the clock. As you know, I don't have time to prepare, so I will just freestyle using my IELTS Plus structure. So here we go. The question is, describe the job you would most like to have. So I'm going with the first thing that comes to my mind. Let's give it a try. This is a difficult question and it really depends on payment. But if I don't really need money, then the job I would most like to have is a guide in the Lake District, which is a national park in England. So I first went to the Lake District when I was perhaps 6 years old. This is a national park and it's full of lakes and mountains, and it's, I would say, it's a beauty spot in England that everyone should go to. It's absolutely incredible. And I loved spending time there, and I actually got to know this national park so well, I could name every mountain by sight, and I think you could drop me anywhere in that national park and I would be able to find my way out very easily. So let me tell you a bit more about this job, being a guide in the national park. Now, I've never used a guide myself, but I imagine that a guide would have to help people who are going on hiking trips, or they would have to explain different parts of the park. Perhaps they would have to do work in the park, like maintaining footpaths or mapping, something like that. I think there would be a variety of roles or things that you need to do in that job, but most importantly, you're spending a lot of time in the mountains, and this is what I would love to do more than anything. Of course, you wouldn't be paid much, so I'd have to be financially stable if I were to take that job. In the future, I hope to have enough money that I can actually apply for that job, and fingers crossed, that job becomes available and I can actually apply for it. Okay, there you go. 2 minutes. Not the easiest one to answer, but I was very comfortable because I was talking about something I'm comfortable talking about, which is hiking in the Lake District. I'd say my weak point, and there was a weak point, was not enough topic-specific vocabulary. So remember, one of the parts of the marking is your vocabulary range. And one of the ways you can really improve this is with topic-specific vocabulary. This is why I made the handouts for the podcast. There's 10 topic-specific vocabulary. You have things like promotion, bankrupt, niche, social responsibility. Great words. But I didn't include them in my answer. And I think that would be a bit of a weak point. So, not bad. Quite happy with that. Let's move on to some part three questions. Firstly, which jobs would you say are most respected in your country? Well, I live in Korea, and typically the most respected jobs are that of doctors, lawyers, these typical jobs that require a lot of education to get into. They're very, very competitive jobs, and they are highly paid, of course. I think one of the key points is the amount of education that's required to get into the job. So people really respect that, and that's why those who become lawyers or doctors find it very easy to have a comfortable life and easily find a wife or husband to marry and have a family. So it's a good area to get into. Okay, let's do one more question and then we'll wrap up today's episode. What changes in employment have there been in recent years in your country? Now, before I answer, remember my top tip. We very often get these questions, right? How has something changed in recent years? What has changed in recent years? So technology, social media, this is what you can be thinking of when you get these questions. So that's what I'm going to use in my answer. So the question again, what changes in employment have there been in recent years in your country? There have been many changes, particularly in the last 2 years because of the pandemic, the COVID-19. So one of the biggest changes has been in the use of technology and probably in the use of social media. One of the things I've seen that's advertised a lot nowadays is the position of social media manager. And this is someone who has to create posts, comment on posts, interact with the customers through things like Instagram, Facebook, other social media platforms. This 10 years ago, when I was looking for jobs at that time, this role didn't exist. So there's been this huge move towards using technology and also promoting companies through social media platforms. Okay. I'm happy with that answer. I focused on technology, as I said, and social media. So this is really a go-to answer when you get a question about change. That is everything I have for you today. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, go to www.jacks-english.com to get my free materials with every episode. Also, give me a message there. I'd love to hear from you, hear what you're doing, hear your IELTS progress. And same, if you are in Korea, please check out my Naver Cafe, Yonguk Yongo, Jack's English. You'll find it if you search in the cafe section. Thank you for listening and watching on YouTube, and I'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.